I give you the liberty. I give you the liberty to call upon the name of Jesus for something now, just for 1 minute, before I go to the message. I give you the liberty of that spirit, and the Lord is giving the liberty of grace to call upon the name of the Lord for just one thing now. Call upon the name of the Lord for just one thing, because his name is the same. And God is no respecter of person, but he respects his covenant. He respects his name. He respects his word. Now call upon that name. Jesus is same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Where do you want to see his face? Where do you want him to show his face to you? Just speak unto God this morning. That this particular area of my life, I want to see your face. My Lord needs you now. 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 Makaska papa paka shiba baba kantalaba. Raka kaka kaka kasa papa. Can choir join and sing song? I need you. I need you.
Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
I need you.
I need you.
Maskamba
baba. Every I need you. Oh yes, me now, my Savior.
To bless you, can you just speak to for 1 more minute and I go to my message? Just take where you need him now, where you require his blessing now, where you want him to show his face unto you now. Just for 1 more minute, speak unto him, he will hearken unto you. Call upon his name, he will answer you. Ask, you are going to receive. Seek, you are going to find. Lock the door of mercy, the door of grace, the door of answer will be opened unto you right now. Ask, Mansa Dala Baba, Manska Baba, Raida Kaskuba Baba, Raanda Kaka Kaka Kaka, Raada Kaka Kaka Kaka, Raanda Kaka Kaka Kaka, Raanda Kaka Kaka Kaka, Raanda Kaka Kaka. Rauba, 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 Baba Kasamba, Ruba, Kanda, Laba, Ranga, Rehengu, Skaila, Raiga, Gugaga, Raise, Kopa, Raiga, Sanda, Reme, Sekuba, Rehengu, Skaila, Raiga, Skaila, Raanda, Kuri, Baba Kasanda, Laga. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I plead with you this morning. Show your face unto your people. Bless them in the area where they need you most. Lord, minister unto their needs. Touch them one by one. Let there be no exception. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name for your hall of joy. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let us put our hands together for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am happy it's another variety Sunday. Put hands together for the Lord. I want to thank God for the Senate for putting this together. God bless you. I want to thank God for the choir for ministering powerfully. God bless you. I want to thank the drama for ministering to us powerfully. God bless you. Don't you love these varieties? Know one thing about God. God is a God of variety. He's not a God of monotony. That is why he has created so many things. Animals in the sea, animals on the land, those who are flying, human beings of various colors, shapes, and sizes. So that there can be variety. So that there can be beauty. Is there anybody here? Just come and tell me the truth. If you are attracted to the beautiful things of life, wave your hands unto the Lord. You are attracted by the beautiful things of life. Wave your hands. But if you are not attracted, don't bother to wave your hands. Praise the Lord. This morning, within the next 25 minutes or thereabout, I'll be giving. I'm going to talk about the paradox of attraction. Paradox of attraction. Let me tell you, one of the greatest power that drives the energy of the people in the world today is the power of attraction. Every good thing, every good value, every good virtue, everything that you want in life is always a source of attraction. Men, if you want to be worthy in life, wave your hands. When you are worthy, it's a source of attraction, true of us. You want good position in life, wave your hands. You will get it in the mighty name of Jesus. But when you are elevated in life, it's a source of attraction. You want to have fame in life, wave your hands. You will get it in the mighty name of Jesus. When you get it, it's a source of attraction. You need success in life. Wave your hands. When you are successful, it's a source of attraction. Young men, middle age, elderly, we are always pursuing something that attracts us. And let me tell the young men, be honest with me. When you see beautiful girls, are you attracted? Wave your hands. God bless you for being truthful. Some people are trying to be spiritual when they are not. When you, young ladies, be honest with your pastor. When you see handsome, good-looking, athletic guys, wave your hands. God bless you for being truthful to your pastor. This morning, I want to tell you that every good thing you have, is it a virtue? Is it beauty? Is it talent? Is it position? Is it honor? Is it fame? It's a source of attraction. But there's a paradox of attraction. I'm going to tell my text this morning, just a small verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1a. Can you project it for me? Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1a. Dead flies cause the ointment of apothecary to send for a stinking savour. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send for what? A stinking savour. Maybe I should spend a few moments to dilate on either the etiology or the literary construct of this verse. What is apothecary? Is Miss Ayola in the church today? Is Miss Ayola here? Is she around? Wave your hand. God bless you. Apothecary are the Old Testament equivalent of today's pharmacists. At that time, there were no pharmacists. But they are apothecaries who made ointments to give people to rub their body for medication, or to instead of deodorant we are using now, we use perfume. The apothecaries were the people that were used to making perfumes in those days. So they prepare ointments. So the job of apothecaries was to prepare ointments so that people can look attractive. They can smell nice. Or they can be healed from certain diseases. But you know what? When there was this ointment begin to smell nice, it makes them to be attractive. But at the same time, it attracts roving and roaming flies. There were always, and there are still always, roving and roaming flies over every smelly, good-looking ointment. And if the person that is carrying the ointment, this source of attraction, is not careful, he allows the fly to settle in, the fly will patch on it, they will die in the ointment, and rather than good smelling savor, what the Bible say? A stinking savor. My dear brother and my dear sister, every good thing, every talent you have, every virtue you have, I am a young man, I can sing, I am a young lady, I am beautiful, I am a young man, I am handsome. Thank God for that. I want position, I want honor, I want fame. Thank God for that. Let me tell you, as beautiful as attractive as these are, they are always roving flies. And if those flies should settle in, they will prefer the purpose of this thing. What am I saying? I'm talking about perversion of destiny, perversion of purpose, perversion of honor. The dead flies, they make the ointment of the apothecary to bring forth stinking savor. Ordinarily, ointment are sweet, aromatic, and attractive. But the fragrance of honor can also be a breeding ground for contamination. To every good thing, there's a corollary. To every accomplishment, there's a corollary of contamination that young men, old men, middle-aged people must be aware of. Otherwise, you are just pursuing this attraction. You are basking in the joy, in the honor of having me. You want to be very careful about the roving and the roaming flies. So young men, middle-aged people, or old men, whatever is the source of attraction in your life today, whatever is, let me tell you something. I said, how many people want fame? Everybody wants fame. But you know, a corollary of fame is pride. Do you agree with me? A corollary of beauty is even pride. Or perversion. I think I've told you before, there are some young boys. They say, because you are good, you're handsome looking. See the way lady clapped. If lady now start flocking around you because of that, now begin to be like this. Beware of the roaming. These are the roaming flies. Yoruba people will say, omade lori ya, olo lori obiri. The girls are always after me. You don't know these are the dead flies that made the ointment of a apothecary to send for stinking servant. Don't allow it. Don't let it get into your medulla oblongata, as biologists will say it. Or you are a young lady, say, because I'm pretty, I'm beautiful. Because of that, see, men are always after me, this and that. Hey, your Bible will say, emi moda to le yi, ni oso omagemi de pangolo. Do you know what I mean by pangolo? Empty can. Container without content. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send for stinking savor. Let me tell you, every one of us, we are like the ointment of the Lord. Tell somebody, I'm the ointment of the Lord. Every one of us, we are a source of attraction created by God to bring forth sweet-smelling savor. But we have no control over it. Flies will come. It is compulsory. Flies will come. It is you that we know that I have to be mindful and be careful about the roving flies. Many of you are looking, praying for exalted position. Good. Go and tell those who, go and ask people who are exalted, who have some position. If they be honest and be open to you, they will tell you. When you go higher in ladder and life, it opens up greater opportunity for contamination, for pollution, and for corruption. The lower you are on the ladder, the less the level of the opportunity you have for corruption and contamination. And the higher you go, the more the wider the opportunity for contamination and for diversion and for pollution, and the easier it is for you to go to hell without anybody knowing. So that is why you have to be prepared and be grounded in the household of God. That is why you have to be prepared for the things you are looking for. Young men, this is time to get immune and prepare to know how to deal with flies. It is those who don't know how to deal with them that those flies come and settle in their ointment. And rather than the sweet-smelling savor, they begin to bring out a stinking savor. May that not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Young men and women in this house, old and the elderly, middle age, wherever you are. I want to know this morning that every one of us were a source of attraction. But because we're a source of attraction, flies are always there roving around. But it's our duty to know this and be prepared for it and must never allow them to settle in. Don't get carried away. By the yes, they are attractive things of life, but very careful, prepare well for them. You know the young man called Joseph. He was an handsome guy. Forget about being a dreamer and a dream interpreter. The fact remained that Joseph was handsome. When I was a Muslim, and because I was a Muslim before. An Islamic cleric told me that Joseph was so handsome, they called him Anabi Yesufu. No, so Yesufu. Am I right? Yes. They said Anabi Yesufu was so handsome, there was a day that a young virgin was cutting vegetable okra. I don't know why they said vegetable okra, but I know that they said we're cutting something about vegetable okra. That she was carried away by the aura of Joseph, that she did not know when she started cutting her fingers. But that was what I was told by an Islamic cleric. That story may not be true, but it shows how attractive Joseph was. Do you think it's just ordinary slave that a the wife of Potiphar will see and begin to lust her just anyhow when she was not a dog. Something must be there. Every good thing that God has deposited in your life, enemy wants to pervert it. That's where I'm going. Every talent you've got, every honor you have bestowed with, every opportunity you have been given, every grace God has released, the enemy is always there trying to pervert it. And because it's supposed to attract the presence of God, but the enemy also is attracted by it. So flies came in the form of the wife of Potiphar. But thank God for Joseph. He drove away the fly. Tell somebody, drive away the flies. Many of you, why you are into what you are into is because you are not able to drive away the flies. When young men come deceiving you, you don't recognize them as flies. You begin to interpret it as if because I'm nice, because I'm good. When young women come across to you, you don't see them as flies. They want to cause your ornament to be stinking. You think it's because you are special. When you have a position of opportunity, you have a talent. And then the arrogance, the natural arrogance begins to come in and pride. You don't interpret it as if, look, I'm trying to express myself. Flies, we always want to come. Thank God for somebody like Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, let's read quickly. Daniel chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. And I've just jumped to verse 8. I know I have limited time, but I still would like to see what I need to say. Daniel chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. And the king, hallelujah, and the king spoke unto Asphanes, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel. Look at it, not all the children of Israel. He was very selective. When certain, that be specific, peculiar, is not just any children of Israel. Should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes. People know how to be selective. They will know good things. Even though the Nebuchadnezzar wanted the children of the slave, so to say in quote, and the children of the royalty to mingle together, but not just any kind. They must be special. Something must distinguish them. Go to the next verse. Children in whom was no blemish, but were favor and skill in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such I had the ability in them. Can you imagine that? They had in God already this had ability in them to stand in king's palace. That ability was already there. It was not planted by Nebuchadnezzar. The devil knows how to go for the jugular of those who are precious, of those who are special, of those who are destiny, of those who have a bright future. But if those people don't have a big picture of who God is or what can do in their life, they will submit to little things. And when they take the little things, their destiny will be aborted. That will not be your story in the mighty name of Jesus. How many destiny have been aborted on the altar of drugs? When people come talking about drugs, they won't tell you the negative aspect. They tell you will be high, you will be bold, you will be a man. Will they tell you negative aspect? But these are the flies trying to patch in your ointment. So these people already had the ability in them. They already had that endowment from God, not from the king. But then the king wanted to pervert their destiny. Now go to verse 8. Just jump to verse 8 because of our time. Just jump to verse 8 of this chapter 1. And let's see what's there. But Daniel, I hope there's one Daniel in this church today who will see the roving flies over his life over her life, over his destiny, over her destiny, and we say, no, I don't want to spoil my ointment. I don't want to begin to bring stinking savour. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defy himself with a portion of king's meat. A daily portion was given to them free of charge. Come and eat with the royalty. Come and eat with the plate of the king. Come and eat at the table of the king. But Daniel said, no. I don't want dead flies. Tell somebody, don't allow dead flies in your ointment. Don't allow dead flies in your ointment. Many people are good by nature. They are simple by nature. They are naive by nature. They are innocent by nature. But flies come in form of friends, in form of peer influence, in form of negative, in form of what they see on the screen of the television, in form of what they read in the magazine, in form of what they see on the YouTube. And before they know it, the flies patch into their ointment. Sometimes ago, I was ministering in a place, and there was a beautiful lady I didn't even know. And as soon as I was met, God told me, there is a young lady here who have closed her womb because she offended me. I never know what kind of offense was. And I said, look, this is what God had just said. There's a young lady here. I don't know who you are, but God said he has closed your womb because you offended. I don't know what that kind of offense is. Go and settle your account with God. I didn't call out. Later, the lady came after the program. The lady comes and said, sir, I am the one. Say, look, sir, I believe in God. I don't mess around. We have a lot of friends who come and tell me about the sexual escapades. They will tell me about what they have done with their boyfriend. They tell me about twosome. They tell me about threesome. They tell me about all kinds of things. And they titillate and tantalize me. And they tease me. And the majors of me, that why are you Virgin Mary? Say, after a while, out of pressure, I succumbed. I did only once and I got pregnant. And I said, how can people see that I'm pregnant? Me, that people see as I know as a Virgin Mary. They then were an aborted and became septic. And after a while, I said that, but she never told anybody. But that as soon as the word came out, she knew she was the one. And I said, God, we turned your situation around. And I prayed for her. And today, God removed that thing from her life. What am I saying? What she was good on her own. But she allowed flies in the form of friends. Some of you who are into drugs, you didn't start by wanting to go into drugs, but you allow flies to come. But what I'm calling today, as I'm about to run this message, come into the covenant. Let everybody who is a child of God in this audio today renew your covenant. God, know that when death flies come, the covenant we have with God is what you stick with. And for those of you who are already having flies, they may not be dead yet. No, the flies, when they come to us, they don't die immediately. Do you agree with me? They don't die immediately. Put a packet of sugar. When ants begin to come dead, will they die immediately? Ira, you're seeking you're badduku sinu pali sugar. Àwọn ìràwọ̀ náà ti ń gbádùn nú ayé ẹ̀ báyìí. Wọ́n ò tí kú o, ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n ń gbádùn. Lẹ́ni Ọlọ́run a lé wọn jáde. Some of you, there are some flies already in your ointment. They are not yet dead, but they are waiting for the time to die. And then this thinking server will begin to come. But today, the Lord is going to stop the process. When you have a covenant and you stay in a covenant, it's the covenant that fights for you. I want to invite everybody this morning to either renew his covenant or a covenant with God, or stand on what you are believing solely in the name of the Lord. You see, Samson was not that lucky. He had a destiny. He became the first judge. Am I right? The first judge in Israel. But he allowed dead flies not only to perch on his ointment, they died in his ointment and now started bringing forth stinking. It's a process. It doesn't start and end the same day. It's a gradual process. Whoever is going through that process today, the Lord is going to bring you out of it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, because of my time, I just read Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Sorry, Exodus chapter 2, verse 24 to 25. And I will then pray. Exodus chapter 2, verse 24 to 25. And God heard their groanings. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. Verse 25. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Let me tell you something. God is no respecter of man, but he respects his covenant. He doesn't respect anybody, but he respects his covenant. Bible says God had their groanings. And what happened? He remembered the covenant of Abraham, of Isaac, and what? And had respect unto them. Two things I'm going to say, and we're going to pray. One, if there's anybody who is groaning here today, tell God, remember the covenant of Abraham, covenant of Isaac, and covenant of Jacob, and deliver me from this groaning. And I'm trusting God that is going to honor that prayer. Secondly, you are here. You already allowing flies. You know, you are the one that know what kind of flies. I may not know, but you know it. You come to church. It's not that you don't come to church. You come to Bible study sometimes or always. You attend prayers, but you know ants and flies are already gyrating in your ointment. Before they die, when they die, they are going to kill you, but they won't kill you in Jesus' name. Send them out before they send you down. If you don't send them out, they will send you down. Let's stand on our feet.